This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Connect with Otupote's wild places, wild weather and unique wildlife. April 19th to 28th at Wild Dunedin, New Zealand's Festival of Nature. Experience the magic of nature through more than 140 events, many that are family friendly, free or low cost. Explore wilddunedin.nz and the printed programs around the city to plan your Wild Dunedin 2024. And follow New Zealand Festival of Nature on Facebook for updates. Let's hear about how you can discover and explore the unique wild nature of our city.
So many things to see and do during Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. I hope that you are already exploring the program and booking your spots, because many of them will snap up very quickly. I'm today looking forward to having a conversation with Jared Holden, who's with the OPRA, the Otago Peninsula Eco Restoration Alliance. You might formerly have known them as Penguin Palace. And Jared joins me now. Jared, kia ora, good to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Jared, let's talk a little bit about the OPRA and that rebranding, and you know, what that represents as far as your organization's concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were, it's been actually April 1st was a year for us. So we were excited to take over Penguin Place, and we celebrate the 30-year history that they have and all that they've done. But the rebranding and the changing to the OPRA is really about us embracing beyond just the hoiho. So we'll continue to do the incredible work that's done in the rehabilitation space for the hoiho. But we really wanted to advance things well beyond that and be about every bit of wildlife that's out there on the peninsula and is on the hectares that we're able to oversee. So that's really what the rebranding is about, is positioning us to be able to go beyond.
And what has that meant in the past year in terms of that shift in direction?
Yeah, so for us, it's really about four major initiatives. So conservation, continuing with the rehabilitation, but then turning to restoration and education. So we've removed all of the previous head of livestock that was on the property. We will continue to have a bit of heritage breed livestock on the property, but our major initiative is to reforest and rewild the 800 plus acres that we oversee. And so it's transitioning those paddocks back into lush native forests teeming with wildlife, and then also taking care of all the animals that are already there. So we have a couple of fur seal colonies on the property. We have a really great colony of corora, and then tons of forest and shorebirds. And so where the focus in the past had been come out and see the hoiho, we really want to say come out and see nature in its natural habitat.
You used the expression rewilding, and rewilding was, of course, one of the themes of a past festival. This year, more of a focus perhaps on weather. That's something too. Out on the Otago Peninsula, you get all sorts out there. Tell us a little bit about the environment. For anyone who hasn't visited before, what is its special nature?
For sure. Well, on the weather side of things, if you don't like it, just wait about 5 minutes and you're sure to get something different. So you never know. With all the weather coming in there on the peninsula, you don't know what each day is going to bring us. And so it's an incredible opportunity to be able to experience nature. So there's so many different aspects out there. So whether you want to take a bushwalk, you want to go down through a native space and be able to experience the forest and the birds chirping around you, or you want to get out to the ocean front and be able to experience all that lives on the shoreline. There's multiple aspects there. We also have an incredible English garden that a lot of people don't know exists out there. And that's an element that we're continuing to foster and build on to create spaces that people can come and truly learn and experience within. But the peninsula as a whole has just an incredible amount of natural life to be able to experience. And we really encourage everyone, come out and see what the peninsula is about and come out to and visit the OPRA.
And so the OPRA has its special relationship with Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. Why? It might seem like an obvious question, but why have you picked that up?
Yeah, so for this year especially, we were looking for unique opportunities to be able to share the rebranding with people. The festival was on our radar from the very beginning. So we got to know Neil at the Monarch right away. And Neil and Hawani are two of the founding members. And our relationship with the Albatross Center is also very strong. And so they started talking about the festival like immediately when we met them. And we said, hey, we'd love to join the committee. And so that was kind of the first step. Ike and I both said, we want to be part of what's going on. We want to be part of the festival. And then the opportunity to become the premier sponsor came up, and we jumped on it. It's a natural fit for us. The chance to be able to bring tens of thousands of people in to a nature experience and to celebrate Dunedin as the wildlife capital of New Zealand and all that the festival is about, it just made absolute sense for us. It was kind of a no-brainer. We had to do it.
Well, that relationship obviously is essential to making sure that we continue to have a healthy festival with a program that's bulging with events. There is so much for you to choose from. But as we touched on at the outset, many of those experiences quite unique and boutique, if you like. So please don't hesitate to book your spots in. One of the things that the opera is offering throughout the festival is straight away a discount on your regular tours right through the festival.
Yeah, so we're doing a 50% discount on all of our tours. We'd love people to be able to come out and experience those. And then we have a special activation around the Otago Peninsula Day, which will be on the 24th of April. And so on that day, we really encourage families, as many as can come out. We'll have a series of opportunities called Helping the Hoiho, where you get a chance to be able to learn about the yellow-eyed penguin and to see them, visit our rehabilitation center. We also are going to be lighting up a native bush track tour this year. And so it's a chance to walk down through the native bush that we have. That will be a new offering that's permanently on our schedule moving forward. And then we added a special one this year with a wildlife photography opportunity. We're actually running that a number of times throughout the festival. So check out the schedule, and there is a chance to be able to come in and do some really cool wildlife photography. All of those are really low cost for us. And so we've got $5 a person or $15 a family on the native bushwalk and on the Helping the Hoiho. A little bit more on the wildlife photography tour, but still it's a really great value for you to be able to come out and take some great wildlife pictures.
Yeah, wildlife photography, I mean, now we're carrying, many of us, quite sophisticated cameras around in our pockets now. And what you're able to capture in the wild now is so exciting. And of course, stunning photos coming from those who are working professionally in that area. And no doubt through Wild Dunedin Festival, we'll see some stunning images come from that. But the great thing is that we're all able to do that and have their eye out for that kind of thing as well, Jared.
Yeah, I think that amateur photography is, I mean, I love professional photographers and they do a great service for us, but the incredible images that amateur photographers are able to capture today on their phones, it's just amazing. And creating opportunities to be able to showcase those is really cool as well. And so we encourage, if you're out there and you're taking pictures, share them out on our Instagram as well. We'd love to be able to amplify them.
Jared, I guess one of the things that you would hope and expect coming out of the festival is that people who perhaps are curious about our very special wildlife might take an added interest in their preservation, their conservation, their protection. And when we hear about hoiho populations, for example, you know, there are reasons to be concerned there, aren't there? Why is it important that this festival engages people on that level as well?
Well, for sure. When we talk about the hoiho in particular, the reality is the time is very short. And so we've got less than 500 on the mainland. We don't know for sure what's left in the population elsewise, but we say around 1,500. And so the reality is this is an endangered species. And we have a chance as New Zealanders to take a frontline activation in saving the population that's left. We also are doing some great work, and the decisions around from the Department of Conservation and the Wildlife Hospital, the Yellow-Eyed Penguin Trust, us and others that are involved in the rehab space, the decision this year to uplift all chicks that are on the monitored beaches has made a massive difference. So we are excited to be able to go from around a 10 to 15% success rate with chicks in the wild to now over a 90% success rate. That's huge. That will make a huge difference. But for each of us in New Zealand, when we're on the beaches, when we're in the spaces that these birds call home, it's behooving to us to understand when are they coming and going and to move out of their way. It's their only way. We have plenty of places that we can go. Where they're living, that's their only way to get home. And so it's behooving on us to be aware and to see where they are. And if we want them to continue, if we want to be able to have them in our area, and that's what we believe in, is living in harmony with nature, then we have to be aware of what their schedule is, not them being aware of our schedule.
Jared, as we head further into April, this time of year, what's special about it? What do you look forward to out on the peninsula at this time of year?
Well, honestly, we look forward to a little bit slower pace. We're just coming off of the tourism season. But winter brings incredible, incredible opportunities. So, man, I would focus around the chance to be able to come out and experience a little bit later evenings, see the stars. If you haven't stood out on the peninsula and looked at the night sky without the background of lights, it's incredible. And I think winter's a really great time to be able to experience that just much earlier. I'm a little older now, so I like to get to bed early, but it's a chance to be able to go out there and see night skies at a much earlier time. But otherwise, I would just say that the peninsula lives on all year round, right? So as we transition into this season, it's a chance to be able to experience the winter blooms and to be able to experience all that the winter brings with us.
You're going to be busy right across Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature, I know, particularly at the Opera, as you've said, with the events that are coming up. Have you had much of a chance to kind of look at the program and go, gosh, you know, what might else I do, or what would I do if I had the opportunity to get out there?
I would actually, if I wasn't going to have to be working so much, I would be doing stuff every single day. There's so many things on the schedule that are incredible. There's a lot of really cool arts and crafts opportunities and the chance to be able to get your hands in and experience things. And I'm kind of bummed that I can't go do all of those activities because we'll be busy with helping everybody else have the experience. But that's okay. I encourage people, though, to check those out. And whether it is that you want to be able to do something interactive, if you want to do something in an art space, if you want to do something in an education, or you want to sit and watch some great wildlife videos, there, with 140 plus activities, it's endless. But really, jump on it right now, get your things scheduled out, and get the tickets while there's space, because a lot of these things will fill up really quickly.
Jared Holden with the Opera, the Otago Peninsula Eco Restoration Alliance, playing a very important role in Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature, major sponsor for this year. Going to be busy throughout the festival as well, as we've heard. Jared, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here on ORFM. All the very best for your experience of Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature.
Kia ora, Jeff, and thanks for all you do as well.
Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature launches on April 19th. Experience the magic of nature through more than 140 events, many that are family-friendly, free or low-cost. Discover Otepoti's magnificent wild places, wild weather and unique wildlife. Celebrate the people doing important work to protect our natural environment. April 19th to 28th at Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. Don't miss out. Book your place at wilddunedin.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.